This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ+ community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
You are on Saturday Magazine with Macca and Madeline, and my apologies. Waiting online is Fiona Patton, leader of the Reason Party. Fiona, the chair recognises you. Speak.
Well, thank you very much, the Honourable Macca and the Honourable Madeline.
Thank you, Fiona.
Very pleased to be able to join you this morning. Well, wasn't Justin just letting off some steam there? Well done.
Look, and you know, Justin's a very, very accomplished journalist, very well known.
Yeah.
He understands embargoes better than anyone, and he also understood that he would get some flack, but he thought it was really important to talk about this.
Yeah.
We're going to talk with you in a moment about the border closures. I wanted an update from you, if I may, about how you think it's progressing. The conversion practices legislation is coming to the upper house very soon. You know, you'd said previously that you feel pretty confident that with your support and a couple of other from the crossbench, it will pass. Do you still feel comfortable about that? And have you had any information on what the Liberal Party's position is? Because we don't know.
They've been completely silent on this. But the Australian Christian Lobby has not been silent. And I've actually been up in Mildura this week, but my office was telling me yesterday that we've been receiving a lot of phone calls about this piece of legislation. All of them, 100% asking us to oppose it.
Yeah.
Wow. So the pressure is building on the upper house MPs at the moment, and no doubt Liberal colleagues will be getting the same number of calls. And, you know, I would encourage people, and I think I did on the last encourage people that, you know, give your local member a call. If you've got a personal story, great. If you want to talk about a friend, great. But even just to encourage them to support the legislation because of the damage that those unethical, immoral practices wreak on our community.
It's voodoo.
It is. It's bone shaking bones.
Yeah.
And doing exorcisms, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's archaic.
And look, we did, you know, when we spoke to you about this previously, you know, about people contacting their local MPs, and myself and Ange, our CEO, we did a series of announcements, and we're going to run those again in the run-up, you know, to it coming to the upper house. So, yeah, look, we know there's a lot of lobbying against it. I hope that enough of you and your crossbench colleagues support it. And I'd like to see a significant number of the opposition support it. It needs to, you know, they need to send a message to our community. I know they've got a couple of concerns about a couple of elements of it.
I was going to ask about that. John Pesutto mentioned those.
Yeah.
What are those concerns? Do you have any, Fiona? Do you think that there's any bits of the legislation that are a problem?
No, and I think they are nitpicking to try and provide some, you know, backdoor or excuse for not necessarily supporting it. But given that if they do, this will be just another example of Michael O'Brien, David Davis, kowtowing to the likes of Bernie Finn, to the likes of a Trump-supporting, racist, conspiracy-theoring, lunatic in our parliament.
He's a
rat bag, and they will be seen as yet again kowtowing to his appalling, misogynistic, homophobic opinions.
Yeah. Really quickly, we've got a question from a listener. Then we have to get to the border question.
Yeah.
Listener wants to know, can you please give us a quick update about the proceedings against, you know, the person who's harassed you and threatened you online? They specifically ask, can you give us some update?
Yes. What I know is that he was arrested and charged.
Right.
I don't believe that the court hearing has been heard yet. What I found quite extraordinary, though, is that he's been charged with, you know, this incitement over a telecommunications device. What I found extraordinary is that someone told me during the week that the video that he has been arrested and charged on is actually still up on his Facebook page. So I thought actually the police may have insisted that he took that down, given that they had just arrested him for posting it. But we'll see how that plays out. Look, I don't know how it's going to go, but I do think that, you know, it was really trying to call it out.
Yeah, and you need to.
And not just kind of overlook this appalling behaviour that does escalate and does encourage others. And, you know, I think, you know, because, you know, you've been talking about Mrs. Court, this, you know, again, she is in that same boat when she says things like transgender children are the work of the devil. You know, she is inciting, she is vilifying people, and I just wish we actually had legislation, because if she said that, as you had said earlier, if she had said that about someone because of their race or their religion, she would have been breaking the law, and then we would have had ground to actually have her AO and this new companion order removed from her. At the moment, we're actually looking in our office to see if we can find a law that she's broken, but at the moment we can't. But I think we do need legislation that provides protection from vilification for people on the grounds of their sexuality, on the grounds of their gender, on the grounds of their disability, which we currently don't have.
Perhaps you can ask the Premier to close the Victorian border to her.
Actually, we could ask Brett Sutton, because he's still got the power to do that.
Yes, which is a nice segue to, borders. You know, borders. We've only got about a minute and a half left, Fiona, but, your view, if I can paraphrase this, is we need to seriously consider the state border closures and how they're done and for why, for there to be some consistency. Is that what you believe?
Yeah, exactly, Macca. And, you know, I just reading this morning, seeing how, you know, the WA government's working on a different, you know, different sets of guidelines to Victoria, to New South Wales, to Queensland. And, you know, we've now kind of got these international borders within our federation where, you know, we effectively have to apply for visas or so-called permits to travel between each jurisdiction. And this is not going to work in the long term, and COVID is going to be with us for a while. So I'm just really hoping that we will see some national guidelines that say when there's a cluster of this many people and the testing rate is at this level, not at this level, then that, yeah, I quite like the traffic light idea, that then that area may be classified as an orange zone, but it's classified as an orange zone, you know, by every state in Australia, not just by Victoria and South Australia, for example. So we just need to get some consistency, because, you know, those poor people in Brisbane, you know, some of them I note that they'll be able to come home now, but it's really disrupted people, and we really need to have a much more consistent approach, knowing that this is going to be with us for quite some time.
It does also make you think that the whole country's gone backward in a way that we're going to end up with railway lines that don't meet at borders again, isn't it? Well, it's like going back to
I'm afraid to tell you, Matt. I'm afraid to tell you, Madeline, we still haven't fixed the rail gauge problem.
Well, we still haven't, you know. Margaret,
you're exactly right.
Margaret Court, if she's a train, she'd be on the narrow gauge line.
She'd be on the very narrow gauge. That's right.
Look, unfortunately, Fiona, we're out of time. I'm sorry about that, and we did steal a couple of minutes off you because we were yakking to Justin Smith.
And I was very much enjoying that yak. So no apology required.
Yeah. And, you know, I just want to say, look, thank you for your work. We're going to speak to you again, particularly as the legislation for the conversion practices lobs in the upper house. And, you know, I appreciate your support on this. You've really been out front and up there, you know, advocating, you know, for our community across a whole range of reasons. We don't forget it.
Thanks, Madeline. And thanks to all the listeners. I hope they're all, looking forward to 2021.
It's
going to be better.
As we know, the kidnapped chimp is gone from the White House. We can now, you know, actually
look forward.
See how democracy really works. Thanks, Fiona.
Thanks, Fiona.
Thanks, guys. See you. Bye.
Cheers.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.